I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
It's the Independent Day special edition of Rosie on the House. And when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for you to tackle a home improvement project around your house, you just need to know one thing: get in touch with Rosie on the House. You know, I think a lot of y'all are going to cheat this weekend. Y'all going to take a four-day weekend. Well, that's the
I think a lot of people are five. Driving the drive yesterday?
They all left yesterday. They're really cheating.
They're already gone. They're going 5 days.
They're going 5 days. Well, if you are trying to tackle a home improvement project on this four-day weekend, and maybe you're stuck, or maybe you haven't quite got it started, or maybe you've got a project you started last 4th of July that still isn't finished, well, give us a ring and let us help you talk through it. Let's give you the tips and the tricks of the trade. We've been remodeling homes in Arizona, all across Arizona, for close to 45 years, even actually a little more than that. So there isn't any place you could call from that we wouldn't have some experience with. And the call's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. And, you know, we serve here at Rosie on the House for the purpose of showing up every Saturday morning and answering your question about home maintenance, home improvement, home remodeling, to protect you. It's our goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, so you can get the right advice, specialized just for you in Arizona, Arizona experts. We wouldn't be able to really do a home improvement show for the people in Cincinnati or Cleveland or Grand Rapids. We've never built there, but we've built all over Arizona, and we've got the experience to help you out. 1-888-767-4348. You know, one of the things that we do is we bring you consumer alerts to protect you. And several police departments throughout Arizona that know our audience size pretty regularly just kind of feed us information. Hey, would you mind getting this information out? And in particular, City of Scottsdale has asked us to make you all aware of something that's happening all across the state. And it's called jugging, all right?
Jugging?
Jugging.
Okay.
You pull up to an ATM machine, and there are people watching you. And then they follow you to wherever you next park your car. And under the thought that there's probably more cash in the car now than there was before they hit the ATM machine, those cars are actually getting robbed. So be discreet at your ATM appearance, as discreet as you can. And, you know, this has happened to me a couple times, and I actually quit going to that ATM. The first thing you need to know is Jennifer never gave me a debit card till 3 years ago. I didn't even know how to use an ATM card. But she was going to leave town traveling. And she said, Rosie, if you go through the grocery line with a checkbook, you'll get lynched. They will hang you. So you have to learn how to use the debit card. So I did, and I would go to the bank and do my cash transactions. Well, at our branch, they had an ATM machine kind of on the side out front. And on two different occasions, when I was at that ATM machine, before I could walk away from the machine, in one instance, this young man ran up to me and said, hey, I've got some unbelievable stereo equipment in the back of my car right here. You've got to take a look at it. So that he was just standing there waiting to see somebody take cash out of that. And then he was selling
something he stole, probably.
I'm sure it was hot. I mean, he claimed retail value of, you know, $2,000, and he was going to let me have the whole thing for $50, you know. So I didn't buy it, and he couldn't believe it. And then he hit the next person that was at the ATM, and she didn't buy it either. So good for her. But when you're ATMing, I've gotten in the habit where I just kind of ATM weekly in my bank inside. So my ATM is still the bank teller. But it is a crime that is sweeping all of Arizona. You get out, you hit an ATM machine, make a little cash withdrawal, get in your car, you're being watched, you're being followed, and you very well could fall victim. So protect yourself. With that being said, the other thing we get a lot of questions about this time of year is, what do I do to protect my home while I'm leaving for vacation? So I want to get to that. And another thing that a lot of people ask is, this time of year, what about, you know, is this the year I'm gonna buy that little second home in the woods? Is this the year I go find that cabin? Is this the year I get that little pine tree retreat? Well, I'll tell you, I'm certainly in the mood for it. Jennifer and I were in Greer for a couple days this past year and this past week. 52 degrees, hailing, raining. I had zero motivation to do anything. We were in a pair of Adirondack chairs on a patio under a metal roof, hearing the hail and the rain and feeling the cool air, sleeping under blankets with the windows open at night. It's just like, oh, yes, now I get it. Now I get it. So we're going to talk through some of the things you need to think about when you're out there getting ready to buy that first, second home. Maybe you're a newbie at this. Maybe let me just give you a couple tips so you don't make any really big mistakes. So those are the things we'll be covering in the 9 o'clock hour. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about the etiquette of displaying and flying Old Glory. But we're a call-in question and answer show, 1-888-767-4348. So we'll take a couple calls here. People got on early and are waiting. And then we'll go back to shopping your first, second home in the mountains. Let's go to Hector. Wants to ask a question about air conditioning. Good morning, Hector.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, I have a 7-year-old home in Santan Valley with an air conditioning unit on the side of the house. And pretty sure it's another one about the size of a small car inside the attic. My question is, my wife's den, it's the only room that actually gets hot. It's her craft room, and it's the only room that doesn't cool down during the winter. I mean, during the summer, or cool down during the summertime. So I just need to know if you had any input.
Well, have you ever had a whole house energy audit done?
That's what I was going to ask you. Who should I call? Or because we're out here at Santan Valley, and I don't know. I mean, all your providers are way out in Mesa or Gilbert area.
No, we wow, that sure is far west. Hector, I'm pulling your leg. No, we've got plenty of contractors that service that far east valley. And our new one, Isley's Home Services.
In Gilbert?
Isley Service?
Yeah, Isley Home Service.
Okay, I guess I can call them and get that started then.
And what you're going to want to do, Hector, Romy's going to pull the phone number for you here and give it to you. They're one of our newest Rosie Certified Contractors. They've been around a long time, celebrating
60 years.
60 years in business.
And we just got an application from another company that's been in business for 40 years.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hector, there could be multiple reasons for your wife's den staying hot all the time. It could be a failure in the insulation. And I'm not saying that the room's not insulated. I'm saying that something could have happened above the room or in the outside walls. If there is a 5% void or failure in the insulation anywhere in that room, it decreases that room's efficiency by 50%. So, I mean, it doesn't take a big insulation problem to cause a discomfort problem. It could be an airflow problem. And in a whole house energy audit, they're going to do a pressurization map of the house and make sure we're properly balanced. It could be a poor window that we need to sunscreen or go to dual pane. Lots of options, but that whole house energy audit would be the place to start, and I'd give Isley's a call. Romy, what's that number?
480-422 5949. And for people past Santan, or if you're out in Florence, a Desert Sun Heating and Cooling out of Casa Grande.
Yeah.
Now, when you get to those four farther remote areas, those guys are used to driving 30, 40 miles. And you say that to a lot, some people in town, like, oh, man, that's so far. Somebody lives out in the country, 30, 40 miles in, that's just going to the grocery store.
The 30 miles between Casa Grande and Santan Valley is a lot better than the 30 miles
from
Glendale to Gilbert, that's for sure. So, yeah, those guys down in Casa Grande, they service up in Marana all the time. So they're all over that Pinal County.
Maricopa. Eloy, Coolidge, got it covered.
Yeah. So that hot room that a lot of y'all deal with at the homes could be any one of a multiple of different problems. And so when you have a whole house energy audit done, they come in with thermal imaging cameras that can take a look inside your walls with X-ray vision and see the hot spots and kind of identify, well, did the insulation settle here in this corner? Or was somebody up in the attic and moving insulation around to try and hang that ceiling fan? And they can visually see the hot spots in the room. So we get those areas taken care of. Then we take a good look at the windows. The number one thing you can do cost effectively to cut your air conditioning bill in the summer is make sure you've got good sunscreens on all of your windows, particularly south and west. But I recommend you put them on all of them. And when you install the sunscreen, install the screen so it stays off the glass. Don't let the sunscreen touch the window. Put a spacer in there and let it be a good quarter to half inch off the glass. Those kind of are the little tips that maybe will help you get that room more comfortable.